Okay, Rabbi Moshe. Okay, continuing in Mitzvahs Kibbut Av Ve'Em. So the last shiur we were talking about whether a son, daughter is mechuyev, say a son is mechuyev to live in the vicinity of his parents, right? Or could the parents, does he have a right to move out of town once he's married, or even when he's not married? So we said basically there are three reasons that you could leave. If you need for parnasa, you can leave. To get married, you can leave. And to learn Torah, you can leave. And then Rabbi Harford points out that, like, if she is not happy by living there, so that's also part of the getting married thing. Because, as we said, not having a good marriage is also, that's also, you know, so you need to have a good marriage. So today, I want to start, we'll see how long it'll take us, to discuss living, what about if the, so he wants to, this comes up all the time. Yeah. He wants to make Aliyah. Yeah. And the parents say, no, we want you to, you in America, we don't want you to make Aliyah. We want to see our grandkids. It's, you know, it's not so easy for us to go to Israel, and we don't want you to. Is that something that the parent has a right? Because we saw the Chazon Ish said in the Marik, if you want this girl and your parents want another girl, no, they don't have a right. So
would it make difference nowadays?
Like Rabbi Miller, somebody asked this to Rabbi Miller over Shabbos, he was making a comparison to the case of the marriage, but the question is that a valid comparison or not? In other words, they don't have a right to say who you should marry, so do they have a right to say who? So you say, well, go, you know, if you ask your posek, whatever, but we have to see, what's the halacha? This is the type of thing that's not, you know, a question of what you think, what you feel. It's like Hilchas Kibbut Av Ve'Em is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, just like Hilchas Kashrus.
Would it make difference if either the three are true? If one, if you have other siblings who have kids, so like you're not taking away their only grandkids, so therefore they have other, you know, grandkids to look at, to see. Or two, nowadays that we have the invention of
Skype. Right.
Maybe back in the day, okay, once you move out of the town or the city, then you're never going to see them. Now you can move out and you're an airplane right away or a phone call or Skype.
Right. In other words, the world is a smaller place now that you have all this
communication
and airplanes and, you know, in the old days, a person went to Eretz Yisrael, I think Rebbe Tzin Yudin, when she went for her year in Eretz Yisrael, Machon Gold, I think, took a boat for a month. You know, that was the old Mahalach. So we don't do that. My Sfarim actually come from Eretz Yisrael. So the ones that, when they're printed, so they usually give me a couple boxes right away and they come with a plane, but then the whole shipment comes by boat. Because they save money, they have to pay for all the shipping by plane. So they still have the boats that are going. But the people who travel are traveling by air. Okay, so let's see. The pasuk says Masi. Farashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem bo, ki lochem nosati es ha'aretz l'reshes oso. So says Rashi, Farashtem oso v'yoshveha, so you have to conquer the land from its inhabitants. V'az v'yishavtem bo, tuchlu l'skayim bo. V'imlav, in other words, you have to lo tuchlu l'skayim bo. In other words, you have to chase away the inhabitants, and then you could settle the land. So, what is Rashi telling us? The way it's some point out that Rashi's telling us is this is the time that they went in. You know, Moshe is telling them when they're going to go in. They, ultimately, Yeshua brought them in. And they had to chase out the enemy and settle the land. But that doesn't imply that this is a mitzvah's essay ladoros. This is a time of the Chumash, when they were afterwards. Right? Isn't there a mitzvah ladoros to live in Eretz Yisrael? So there's a famous Ramban. There's a famous Ramban on page 3. Says the Ramban, Al Daiti Zumitzis Essehi. It's a mitzvah essay. Yitzave osan sheyishvu ba'aretz v'yusha osa. Ki hu nesan olahem. In other words, it's a mitzvah. In other words, the Pashup Shad, I mean the way Rashi learned, it's not a mitzvah. It's the time that they went in originally, they had to go in. But that doesn't mean that later on in history, there's a chiv to... But the Ramban's saying, no, it's a mitzvah ladoros.
Is it?
So the Ramban is from the opinion that Yeshivas Israel is a mitzvah. But he points out the Ramban on page 4 on the top. Of a Rashi page, for Rashi Mitzvah, or Rashi Mitzvah, or Rashi Mitzvah, Shaftenbo, Tuchlu Skaibo, Vimlavlo Tuchlu. So it's according to Rashi, he's just telling you like an Eitzah, sort of. Like when you go in, you should, you know, get rid of the bad element or else you're not going to be able to survive there. But that's why the Ramban says really it shouldn't have... Rashi Pirish, Rashi Nam Sarzvi, Horash Nam Asob Mishveh, Ha'azvi Shaftimba, Tuchlu Yitzchaimba, Imlav Lo Tuchlu Yitzchaimba. And in the Pnei Yerushalayim Perish here, he says, because according to Rashi, it should say, Im Torishu, the Pasuk is written in an affirmative. So that's why the Ramban thinks it's a mitzvah, for Horashim Asarats. I mean, even according to the, and it's mashma from the Ramban, that it's a mitzvah ladoros. It's not just, according to Rashi, it might not even be a mitzvah even in time of then. It's just saying that this is the way you should, you know, you want to go in, this is the way you should do it. But the Ramban Shita is that it's a mitzvah of Dorsh, and the poem page
should end the conversation in terms of Kibbutz Avim.
Right, so that's what we're going to see. And on page 5, Mitzvah Dalit, so the Ramban here mentions the mitzvahs that the Rambam left out. Right, the Rambam has his whole list of the 613. And the Ramban says, well, you missed this one, you missed that one, you missed this one. So the only thing that people like to discuss is the fact that the Rambam left out mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So it's not a mitzvah. So the Ramban says, Shintaviru l'reshet z'arsha shenosan okel yisala l'avoseinu l'avram Yitzchak v'Yakov v'lo na'azve b'yadzu l'aseinu min ha'umos. We shouldn't let the goyim take over. So it's a mitzvah. This book, the Rav speaks by Holzer. So there, Rabbi Shechter quoted once, he says in that book, Rav thinks that, you know, we should tone down the Ramban, you know, like he wasn't so the Ramban, it's interesting, the dichotomy about the Rav, because on one hand he wrote about Kol Dodi Dofek, about the redemption, and going, but then in terms of people actually living there, I don't know, like it wasn't as clear. You know, he wasn't like, he didn't go to Eretz Yisrael after 48. He was never there. He was in Eretz Yisrael beforehand. So, okay, but that's whatever. So, okay, but the Ramban says it's a mitzvah. So what about if your parents, Michael Shlita says, so according to the Ramban, it should be pashut that you have to go. Because it's like a parent can't tell you you know, you can't do a mitzvah, right? So that's what Michael says.
So the Rambam, does the Rambam hold that it's a Rabbanan, or he just doesn't know which mitzvah? Like?
Right, so it could be...
Gemara says in the Torah, there are certain things that are mutter because we should express something. It is an Indian.
It's an Indian.
Yeah, it's a Midian Indian or it's an Indian Indian, but whatever it is, it's something
yeah,
good.
Yeah, the guy's not allowed to leave. And then he gives him the head, there's his mom dead.
Right, so let's see. So, the Maram Rutenberg, on page 6. Rabbeinu Meir, Reb Baruch Mirutenberg. And this is the new printing of the Maram Mirutenberg. On page 6. Sha'altim im av yachol akev al yidei beno milalos l'eretz Yisrael. So could a father tell the son, I want you to stay in America, not to go to Israel? So he says, very simple. Came into Kaimalon, mitzvah lalos, siv ani Hashem, the called over mitzvah lo yishmalo, the kvod hamakom kodim. So it's very, very simple. You don't have to listen to your parents. He has this tshuva more than once, page 7. Shal di ma'av yochol akev al yidei beno lalos l'eretz Yisrael, came into Kaimalon, the mitzvah lalos, Haksiv ani Hashem chol dvar mitzvah lo yishmalo the kovar hamakom kodem.
Has he been working with the Rambam?
He says it's a mitzvah. Then he says, "Shal de isha she'ena rotsa lalos, im yesh onesh sheyigarshena kidei lalos." So that what? Could he divorce her? She doesn't want to go. The wife. So he says, "Ilay onesh bedover lo yochachamim matir megarsha lafkib lo ksuba." Okay, let's see for a second. Okay, so that's what the Maram Rutenberg says. So now let's look in the Mabit. Shut the Mabit. I don't know why I didn't bracket it, but it's here. It's here even though I didn't bracket it. On page 8. Yomdeinu Rabbeinu, Reuven shenoda sheim yelo kach v'kach sheyodo b'tzfas. What, if he has a certain amount of money? So he'll live in Tzfat. V'atan is kaim adover. V'avi v'imo eina manichim oso lelechaz lador sham. Now, where were they living till now?
Where is she starting? Is yeah. Starting in Haifa? Has he started
in New York. And the parents don't want that he should go there.
The wife also doesn't want.
You can't come Ishto. She also doesn't want.
That's a big.
And here, he took a nether. Not just them. So is the nether chal? Well, could he make Hataras Nidarim? Tshuva. Chayim l'kayim nidro. Ve'enu chayim l'chush l'tzava saviv. V'imu. Ve'amu lo shal l'lech. Yofinu. Because your parents told you, amu lo aviv v'imu hitame o al tachzir lo yishma. If they tell you to do an aveira, you don't listen. V'hachanami hu v'oviv chayavim v'odor b'eretz Yisrael. V'eim lo'ono shal shal eino mekayim mitzvah kibbut aveim, shegem heim yicholim la'alo simo. She says, Yeah, in other words, you have a chiyuv to go. Ah, Mrs. Kibbutz Aveim, so let them follow you. Niskayim beis mitzvahs. Yeshiva said so, Kibbutz Aveim. And it's not only a din if they tell you to be mechal Shabbos, any mitzvah. Mashma hazu lav davke mitzvah vasar Shabbos dekro ayri bey. V'zach mitzvah kiyot. Afil kol mitzvah. Afil mitzvah sasei l'chud. Ketanya al tachsi. And then he says over here, you have two mitzvahs, because of old, the hachi yikatrei mitzvah, mitzvahs yeshiva sartzel, who mitzvahs kiyim nidro. He made a neder. And then he says, and the whole story about Yaakov Avinu, that he wasn't punished for the years that he learned, but the other years he was, that's only because he was in Chutz Laaretz. If he'd have been in Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't have been punished even for the years that he wasn't in the yeshiva. But oh, the hacha yikatrei asim mitzvah yeshiva etzul mitzvahs nid shadal alos lodo umas shenenas Yaakov Avinu nei shehaya chutz laaretz sheroi achas shenosu isha yovo miyad l'shamesh es aviv beretz Yisrael im haya hu beretz Yisrael v'aviv chutz laaretz ki ha lo yanesh, whereas he should have got married and came right back to Eretz Yisrael. He got his shidduch in Chutz Laaretz. So he ends off on page 10. Take a look. Haklal shechayiv ish ze lekayim nidro shel mitzvah ve'ein ovi ve'imo ve'ishto yicholu ma'akvo. He says he's going to Israel. So his parents can't stop him. His wife can't stop him. They all have to go. That's what the Rabbit says. Which is similar to what we saw in the Maharam Rutenberg. And the Ben Ish Chai as well on page 11.
In
other words, he gives an example of things that you don't listen to your parents if they say Shalom Yalel Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we have. So these are the people on the side. Of going to Eretz Yisrael, even against your parents' will. Maharam Rutenberg is number one, Mabit number two, Ben Ish Chai number three. Okay, so we have to see, is there anyone on the other side of the fence?
Clarify the statement of the Mabit regarding Yaakov Avinu's parents were in Eretz Yisrael also. That implies that if I move from Brooklyn to Muncie, that's also not a problem, because somewhere within a locale, then it's really not.
He said that his parents.
He's saying that if I step over the border, I step over the Gavul and the Mitzrayim, I'm suddenly chayiv. But as long as I'm staying anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, I'm fine. Some complications another mitzvah also. Oh, they can be in Haifa and I'm in Levi Yehuda. It doesn't matter.
No, I thought that was all.
They were there. He could have stayed home and be at. In Eretz Yisrael also. It wasn't a question of...
You mean if you would have gone back there, so even if you would have been with them?
If he's saying that you're going to Eretz Yisrael, it's fine. At that entire country, they're in... I don't understand that point.
I guess the assumption is he would have been back in Eretz Yisrael, then he would have been with them. You're saying lav dafka.
What's the havamina to be punished? So had he been in Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't be punished.
Right. Even though he's not with them.
Right.
He's saying, but once they're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in Eretz Yisrael, so then...
That clearly shows that location is not such a big deal in the first place.
Right. We'll see. Now, the meal tztaka, that's a very question of a sefer, those that learn Hilchas Nida, Rav Yonah Landsdorfer. He says, Neshalti v'zeh aloshan ha-sheila. V'latzil Yisrael gedolim chikri lev, ha-charish v'amaskir, heim ha-omdim, v'adin v'alemes, l'oros b'nei Yisrael derech yalchubo, yamderu aldas asher nischabru yachtov shlosha chaverim dvukim. The Siu Leben Lentzola Eretz Yisrael. So they wanted the son to go to Israel. Hema Udashem Uvneim Haktanim Imagdolim Neishnaim Shlosh Shoshonim Somachlum of Fun of Ine Rova Shomim Siazumaran and Machraim Bomim Shalushma Bilam Shisa Adam Terkhok of Rav Kazah Al Amim Shaloyod Svas Lashonim. Because these people were going, these young couples with little kids, they were going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And it wasn't so pashut that people take such a long trip with little kids like that. So are they allowed to do that? It's not like today, you just go on a plane. So he says, first, so could the Beis Din say that they're not allowed to do that. It's not a prudent thing to take these kids to go to Eretz Yisrael like that, because maybe it's not so safe. Whatever. Tshuva. But chila, we have to understand, is the mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. Bizman hazeh. V'nei matzana Ramban mitzvah. V'yirashim saras yishavtim bar. Puchazi bal tshumas hadashim p'sachim shalom hifli. Gab Sefer, Kolbo Sefer, Akuza, Hifsir, Melodon, Solosim. Ivra Tosin Ksubas, like this famous Tosin Ksubas from Rav Chaim Cohen, that says, Bizmanazev is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Israel because there's mitzvahs, Kalias Ba'aretz, that we won't be able to fulfill.
What example is that?
Shemitah, maybe? Maybe that would be the best example.
Is it a calculation?
No, because it's... Look, if you hold that you can't really do a heter mechira, then some of the economy in Eretz Yisrael won't survive. If you hold the heter mechira is a proper thing, then okay. If you hold it's not a proper thing, then I don't know if the economy... Could the economy survive without... So it's not so pasha. So that's Reb Chaim Cohen. And then some say that Chaim Cohen never said it. They write the Shuvas Harit, which says, Eiz a Talmid Toa Kosvo. Okay. So if he's right, you came on the stand as Avada was feeling of Chaim Kol Dachmi Shein Mitzvah Ben Asiya Zos Pshita Shein Lokov Yishto Shat Alimo Uma Shechoshu Sakona Sheyesh Limno Havadai Af Bizman Habayis Kol Shayol Bo Mishum Sakona Gluya Lo Nema Lachuf Lalos So that is a question of sakana.
His paper going to be not there.
One second. So if it's a sakana, so is it. Yeah. So he has this whole discussion. Is it a sakana? So he says the Sfinus Holchos on the top of page 13, left side, third line. Shasfinus Holchos Bos B'chol Shana B'Kaitz. And this, we have boats going in the summer. Afshesh Sakanas Listim Alayam. Maybe there's page 13, fifth line. In the ocean travel, that could be Listim. Havade Kol Adrachim Cheska Sakana. Volke Yom Tzrichim. Lahodos Zainim Schadish. Yil Hocha Amu Kol Amalim. Havade Kol Sheimbo Sakana Mschadish. V'lez Kofim Gam. He says he doesn't think such a sakana. Then he says, as long as there's no more sakana for the kids than the adults, and you can say that it's okay. So page 14. He says on page 14, "Vegam gedolei hamechabrim," on the right side, "shekasu al zmanim shehayu sakaras gedolos al adrachim lo kasu ki im shalolokov adam esishto." In other words, if there's a sakana of the drachim, you can't force your wife. Although, but you want to go, emochim biyodo. Because you know that you're doing a mitzvah, Hashem will protect you. Then it's okay. So he says, okay. So he's noted to think that they could go. If he wants to go, he can't force his wife. And then he says, on page 15. So this is a big yisod. So again, we saw that the Maram Rutenberg and the Mabit and the Ben Ishchai all say that if your parents don't want you to go to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to listen to them. This is a mitzvah. Based on the Ramban. That was the first part. So now the Mil Tzedakah is having another point here on page 15. He says, "Omer kein tzarich mitchila tanai echad sheish lo mokam muchan umezuman yos monei lo sham parnasa berevach." He says you need to have parnasa there. "Moshkozim tshumas adez b'sakim kem Kolbo Rayosov Ayem Tashbeitz the whole Shain Lo Sham Parnasa Mukhonim Mavir Maldaito Valdas Kono Khas Shalom. Fain Adam Shalib Nafsha Vesha Yelo Parnasa Mukhanis Kalus Kolkach Kutsal Shalyaksalob Techatev Mutter Kinenu Rov Lozash Rov Haboim Shama Fagola and Yusum Srichim Vashuv Kutsalas Pfalim Bebodis Hashem Mira Torah. So to go without a Parnasa, he's saying, it's not pashut, because a lot of people go and they don't have parnasa, and they have to go back to chutz la'aretz. So it causes them a lot of bittul Torah. Chal mazeh ashri hazoch l'kach v'inu nitzroch l'briyos v'far nisham fil chayitza v'yomer Hashem, but ain't kol adam zocher kach. He says, "Ashrei person zocher, he can make a parnasa in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not nitzroch lebrios." even though few chayitzar v'yavod Hashem, v'lein kol. And okay, even though it's not the biggest parnasa, but it's still parnasa. V'lein kol adam zocha l'kach ukvar nogu ha'am she'enam nosim sham imbonim ketanim l'kol b'shvil tasha hasagus ha'parnasa. So he says that's the. He says that's the main sticking issue. He says, "V'kol b'shul she'enem mitzuy b'kalus v'chovu l'ktanim." Right? He says you can zochen l'adam shalom b'fonov, but ain't chazen. So you're taking little kids. You have to be able to support them. Chas v'shalom yesh locho she'yetsu l'tar b'zra at shelo yichazik sech b'leim lusbo chayetzar. And Irulano Kasama Kem Kwanana, Ewa Nozim Hashem Tzrichem, Oyu Dekachlis Parnes Minat Staka, Ewa Hayu Bechutzla, Oyu Yichom Bechutzla, Oyu Yichom Bechutzla, Lo Tov Osim. So it says a person's going to go to Eretz Yisrael and have to be supported by Tztaka, but in America he has a job, so it's not right to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's a big statement here. It's a big statement, no? If they go to Eretz Yisrael, they'd have to be supported by Tztaka. And in America they have a job, so he says that it's not right to go to Eretz Yisrael. Al kopan elu hanosim l'sham utzrichim al yidei kan lisparnes min atzdaka filu hayu b'chutz l'aretz hayu yicholim lisparnes min mas yideim lo tov osim ki godol hanena migia kapo v'tziva lanu zal asei shabbat chachol v'al tetztarach l'brios. Wow, this is very stark. Utzrichim lisyashev b'zeh v'adavash Shalko v'ein dibo hachreya v'liya stagti.
Would you say the same at learning kola? Is this any mitzvah? Is this specific?
I mean, if you're going to learn, wait, you mean learn kol here, learn kol there?
They were regardless, but kol. Meaning, is this a specific actual thing he's saying, or is this any...
You mean, in other words, you're staying in America, but you start... Well, if you're a kolel and they pay, that's so you're in a program. You're in a.
I don't know. He's going to be still saying much of that.
Would it apply like?
It could be he would say that you shouldn't be relying on tzedakah even. In, I mean, he's saying even to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's not a chetter to go to Eretz Yisrael if you're going to be so much on tzedakah.
Would he say that? If let's say you're moving. Like your parents want you to move closer to you, and you're already living in Chutz Lars, they're also in Chutz Lars, but if you're moving to them, but you're living off stuff, then you shouldn't be doing it, because even though you'd be doing Keep It Up, you'd have to live off stuff because you can't get a job there, but in where you're living already.
We said one of the things that trumps Keep It Up aim is Parnassa.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, Rav, you walked in just in time. Just in time when we get to the controversial. Okay. So this. So we've been talking just to rebrief everybody. What's the halacha if the parents want you to stay in Chutz Laretz and he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael? So we saw tshuva from the Rambam Rutenberg says you don't have to listen to the parents because it's a mitzvah according to the Ramban. It's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Mabit said. Even if you took a neder, are you going to live in Tzfat so you have to mekayim the neder, even though the parents might not want. You still have to do it the Ben Ishchai. And now we're seeing the Mil Tztaka is the first one who is having a reservation and saying, yeah, but that's only if you could, you could go, but if you can't make Parnassa, then you can't go. In other words, it's not right to leave. To if you have parnasa here and there, you don't have parnasa. So that's a big thing. There's a lot of times people go today. I don't know that they don't necessarily have it worked out. Their parnasa, they had something here that was. If you don't have parnasa worked out for marriage, well, that's the Rambam.
One second, why would parnasa make?
Yita kerem v'chakach yisha isha, right? That's the Rambam, and then he says that the tipshim mahapech es haseder. The Rambam says, and Okay, but
why would the halacha make a distinction whether you about
now? One second. Now there's a tshuva from the Avnei Nezer. I don't know why they didn't put it in this packet. Maybe put it in the next packet. The Rav Shechter likes to quote. There's a tshuva of Avnei Nezer that says another madrega. He says that if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you're supported by money of Chutz La'aretz, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael.
It's Avnei Nezer.
Yeah, he says that's why. Rav Shechter pointed out. Avnei Nezer says that's why certain rebbes never went because they. I mean, it's a similar type of notion. It's even a step more. In other words, here you have parnasa, but it's just that you're going to get money from Chutz La'aretz.
Does that mean their business is Chutz La'aretz, or they're getting stuff from Chutz La'aretz?
They're getting money sent from Chutz La'aretz.
According to this,
role
people never.
Okay, so let's not. We didn't get up to the other day. He's not in this packet yet. So let's deal with the. I guess he's saying parnasa is a fundamental part of life. Yeah, he's not. He's talking about stam.
That's not the point he's making. Yeah.
He's just talking about these people who were going to Eretz Yisrael with their little kids, and it was a question of a sakha. He wasn't talking about kibbutz aveim in this tshuva. He was talking about stam. The topic of the tshuva. Nesiel Eretz Yisrael in bottom stam. And it wasn't like you just like today you just go on the airport, you know. It was a question of sakana. It was much more complex. But one of the things that he says is that so the sakana issue he seems to you know that you have a right. You have a right to go. And it wasn't such a vaday sakana, obviously. But the one thing that he leaves the and he says you're mezakeh to your kids. Take them to Eretz Yisrael, but it's not called Mizaka the kids if you don't have a parnas in Eretz Yisrael. Then it's chia. Then it's chofu. What? He's using the phrases of zchia. I don't know if it's 100% the words of zchia, but it's a similar idea. You could take your kids. You're zochim for the kids to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's great, but it's not as chus. If you don't have parnasa, that's a very becomes a very relevant.
What year was this from?
This is our good friend Emil Stocker.
Would we be able to say that
Emil Stocker?
What printing?
That he's enough to live stucca for a bit, but then eventually he'll get a parnasa.
Right.
That's a good question. It seems here that he's saying that if there's no parnasa there, there's no parnasa.
Now he has a job. Now he has a job in America. That's well, he doesn't yet have it worked out.
But he's going to, he'll eventually get one.
Okay.
But for maybe a year or two, for a couple months, he's going to have to live off the tzedakah. Right. Because, assumingly he's not going to just sit back and say, all right, I'm going to, live off the tzedakah from Chutz La'aretz. He's going to, unless he's learning all that, he's going to be...
Right, he doesn't spell it out. It's a mistaber that if it's a good trajectory... Okay. That he'll get it, then then I could hear him being maskim.
Right.
But if it's obviously he wasn't talking about us. The Eretz Yisrael of his time is not the same as the Eretz Yisrael of today. That it's much more.
So maybe he would say that if it's maybe if he would say that nowadays since you can get a parnasa maybe a bit easier and better.
Maybe you're at least allowed to try.
Right.
But then if you see that it's not
working, then you have to go back to your...
Then you have to go back to the Chutz La'aretz.
Okay.
Now, page 16, there's a Sefer Pas HaShulchan. This is a very chashuv Sefer. If you never saw it before, now you do. Rav Yisrael of Shklov, he's a Talmud of Vilna Gaon, right? Yeah. So the question about the parents, they don't want you to go to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, look on top. Misha yesh lo av ve'ein b'chutz la'aretz, mochim bo latzeis m'kom l'Eretz Yisrael, einu b'chayim l'shmo l'hem b'zeh. Right? So the Pasach Shulchan is on the same thing of the Maram Rutenberg. And he says that even though the Rambam does only the Ramban, but the Rambam doesn't mention a mitzvah, he says, Varam Gama Rambam Vamanu mitzvah mikomokum vade midrabon and mitzvah. So the Pasach Shulchan is saying that even though the Rambam doesn't mention it as an entire mitzvah, so only the Ramban does, he says it's probably a mitzvah derabbanan. Because you see, like, who said, you said, Michael, in Shas, they say it's, do things, it's a, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is definitely something.
Right.
So it has to, that's what you think, it's at least it's a mitzvah derabbanan, according to the Rambam.
And that would
battle the mitzvah. Yeah, they're saying so. That would, yeah. Oh. So.
Could we take a raya from Abraham at all on the by Terach that until Lachacha he didn't go?
Yeah, so we'll see. We're going to talk about that. Now let's look in the Tashbei. Avraham Avinu is in the packet if we get to it today, or if we get to it last week. He's in the packet. I don't know. Let's look on page 17, the Tashbei. You know Dr. Wolfish?
Mm-hmm.
I saw him last night. Okay, so he has a whole thing about living in Eretz Yisrael. Hadir Eretz Yisrael mitzvah gedola, right? He says. The Kfar Manos are Ramban, right? The Chochmei Yisrael all wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael. So he talks about something about somebody was planning to go and he died on the way. So he has good kavana. So you have good kavana is also something. Good kavana. Now let's look in the Pesachei Tshuva. So the Pesachei Tshuva has a whole piece here. He quotes the Mil Tzedaka. This Pesachei Tshuva. He says what we saw. It's just quoted in the Mil Tzedaka. That if you're going to have to rely on Tzedaka in Chutzlar and to make Aliyah, then you shouldn't go. If you have a job here, you have to rely on Tzedaka there. You shouldn't go and rely on Tzedaka. Now there's a piece here from the Panim Yafos. Take a look, by Abraham, Lech Lecha, right? So he leaves. Now the famous Chazal, that in the Medrash on page 21, Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'cha Ani Potercha Mikibur Ava'im, because he got a special p'tur from Kibur Ava'im, Avram Avinu. V'ein Ani Poter L'achem Mikibur Ava'im. Now I made two, three packets about the question of the parents not being observant, because here he wasn't observant. That's a separate issue.
You're taking as a given? He wasn't observant?
Who, Tarach?
Yeah.
Tarach. Well, you think he was observant?
Depends when we're talking, where. Yeah.
Okay. Panim Yafas, page 22, please. The Panim Yafas is the haflaw. Unbelievable safer. So let's see what he says. Nira perusho dim aviv b'chutz l'aretz ein mitzvas aliyas haben b'eretz Yisrael docha mitzvas kibud aviv. He says the Panim Yafos is saying against what we saw now. He's saying if your parents live in chutz l'aretz, so then you shouldn't go to Eretz Yisrael because it's not docha kibud aviv. Dafka l'cha ani poter mishum the terach. In Osem Masay Amcha, because in other words, you have a tour, you can go to Eretz Yisrael because Terach was an Oved Avodah Zarah.
I thought the tour was he's a special tzibur.
We'll see. We'll see what the Panim Yafos says. Then we'll see. Aval Acher Ein Mitzvas Aliyah Eretz Yisrael Docha Mitzvot Kibud. Wow. Davamir the whole Aliyah Eretz Yisrael Mitzvot Rabbi. Oh, it's a big mitzvah. Kamo she'amru kol adar b'chutz l'aretz. Doma k'mi she'ein lo eloka. V'od amru yochal omar al aviv. Like, in other words, what all the Rishonim said the other way, right? We have Rabbi Rutenberg and all the... So how is he going to... The Panim Yafos is a big man, but he wasn't a Rishon. He's one of the Gedolim. He's the Baal Makna also. He wrote the Makna. A flaw, you know. It's, Yochel Amar L'Aviv to Tame, if he's a Kohen, he tells him to be Matame L'Mesim. Osha Amar Lo Al Taxia Yochel Yishma Lo Talmud Lo Amar Ishim Ova Yuvdim Ra'u V'Shab Sosa Tishmo Kulcham Chayovim B'Chvodi V'Chanami Kevin Shekulam Aliyah Zer Tzawai V'Kach Amar Shekulam Mitzuvim V'Chanami Kevin Shekulam Mitzuvim Aliyah Zer Tzisrael Yiftar l'kach amar ve'in ani poter l'acher. Tzatz Rashi, nena shiachu v'avinu, kof shet shabitim kibra ve'im, lo nena shal shivis chutzul arts. Shalo ola arts zel, v'kem shishneim, ova b'pamecha, v'nena shal hachamur, ha'inu mitzvus kibud, lo nena shal omnias aliyas arts zel, kem shikvar, v'inu mchamur. V'kom mokam, im ha'ya dirosim b'arts zel, v'avir holach l'odor b'chutzul arts, Ein haben mechuyav lavor bekum vasei lelech beretz Yisrael chutz l'aretz. Tzas Raisha reinen shu machlo mechilyon ben Eli Melch al shal yosu meretz Yisrael chutz l'aretz. Af shahalach Eli Melch chutz l'aretz. Noch imo mibnei kovar aviyam. Korcha shaloy alahem lelech imo meretz Yisrael chutz l'aretz. So basically he's saying is that if you're living in Eretz Yisrael and your parents move to New York, you don't have to move with them. But if you're in New York with your parents and you want to move to Eretz Yisrael, so you shouldn't go. The Panim Yafos is saying. So how does he explain? In other words, the Rishonim said not like that. Right? The Maharam Rutenberg said that was the tshuva of the Maharam Rutenberg, that you don't listen, right? That was the first tshuva we saw here on page... it's a short tshuva, page 6. Came to Chaimel Mitzvah Lalos to call Dvar Mitzvah Lo Yishmalo to Kvod HaMokam Kodim. So what is he saying? How is he... So what's Pshat? I mean, he raises this question. Kulchem chayavim b'chvodi. So unless he's saying that that people have a mechaber, or he say, or it's not a mitzvah chiyuvi. Is that? Or, I mean, like.
Don't eat the suda or anything along those lines. So what is he saying?
Of Yosef Cohen. Kachanan became Shakula Mitzuvah Malvius Israel Yipotel. Kachomer Ve'enan Yipotel Acher. So it's interesting that the Rishonim will say that no, it's a mitzvah, you have to do a mitzvah. He's saying no. That you have a chiv. So, because they're here. In other words, the parents are living in. I guess the assumption is that living in Eretz Yisrael is a, maybe like Rav Moshe says, a mitzvah kiyumi. It's not a mitzvah, it's not like tefillin. Or else we would tell the parents, what are you doing here? You have to go to Eretz Yisrael. We're not telling that. So they are, it's a big Indian to live. It's an Indian mitzvah kiyumi, but it's not a chiv. It's not like tefillin. It's not like sukkah. It's not like matzah. So they have a right to be. So once they have a right to be there in Chutz La'aretz, and the mitzvah is that the kids have to be around the parents, so then this Indian of this key mitzvah of living is. Is nitcha. In other words, if they tell you Mechal Shabbos, so that's a aveira. You can't do that. But I guess you have to say that's the underlying assumption of the Ponim Yafos.
What?
If they're mochel, they're mochel. But if not, no. So you're saying Tarek was a Russia, so he. So that's why Avram had the heter to leave.
Who said that was the heter?
The Ponim Yafos.
Yeah, but let me rephrase that. If Avraham had the heter, then Avraham was sort of blessed before by... and Avraham sort of blessed...
Here's the Pashim Shad is the Tziva. Hashem said Lech Lecha.
Yeah, so the Lech Lecha...
But he's saying... Right, in other words, he says the Pashad is... You know, this is giving a special p'tur. He's saying this is the halacha. Maybe Avram didn't know the halacha. So Hashem says.
Oh, make a special p'tur for another reason.
This is the Medrash Rabbah. It's not.
Yeah, it's hard
to use this as a raya for anything.
Yeah, anyway. Right. Because we don't. But now you making.
Nope.
I told you what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said about a certain rav that he was matter the eruv in the Manhattan. He said about a certain rav. It was in the street there, he said. This Rav, he was the one who was Matur the Eruv, based on a Medrash. I ever told you this story? I must have said it over at the Shabbos table.
Last week.
Yeah, I said it last week at the Shabbos table.
Well, no, in walking even.
It's hard to make a halacha based on a Medrash Rabbah.
You make lots of halachas from Barak Shabbat Tarnin.
Right. Okay.
We have lots of halachas from Midrashim.
Right.
The question here though is Abraham might have been Mechleiv and Kibud Av Ha'Em from before Matan Torah. There are certain mashmos that there is a chiyuv for Rebbeim by Kibud Av Ha'Em to some extent. There's no chiyuv of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael for Abraham.
Yeah, and look, and the Makna on page 24 says. Near an Avram Shaini Shayadino Kigershin is Gaia. Kol Mokamaya of the Beshitu Zamiku Tshuva.
steer between the matan and the hakla?
I don't know. Okay, maybe next week we'll pick up on this and we'll give a different pack and we'll finish up this. So this is the. So we had this whole bunch of people that said to go. Then we had the Mil Stucker, who says that if you have to get Stucker, then you shouldn't. The Mil Stucker says that. And then we have the Machna that says no. That Kibbut Aveim, like Nimrod said, Kibbut Aveim is more important than. So I think there's another packet coming up on this topic. So
Avinezer is in there?
I think I might have put the Avinezer in there. Hopefully.
See what's